Ladies and gentlemen, this is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Facilities Committee here at the start of the meeting. Alderman Salvucci, Lappin, Weisbuck, Albright, Mansfield, Yates, myself, Alderman Schnittburn, our committee clerk, Shawna Sullivan. The first item before us has to do with a property in Ward 4. Alderman Gentile called this afternoon. He should be here a few minutes after 8, and he asked if we would hold this for him to be able to be part of the discussion. So I will move for the moment to 371-05, parens 2. His Honor the Mayor requesting an appropriation in the amount of $35,847.56 from the Federal Grant Fund FEMA reimbursement account to account 13D4109 Silver Lake revolving account for the purpose of bringing a section of Silver Lake Avenue, a private way, up to city standards to be accepted as a public way. Thank you for joining us, Luke.
Sure.
Now, is this the item that we had talked about and approved?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, you have approved the acceptance of part, if you will, of Silver Lake Ave as a public way.
Right.
Wait, if I may.
Yes.
I don't ever recall accepting it as a private public way. I do recall the renovation of Silver Lake Avenue.
It's my understanding that the Board of Aldermen...
Well, I'm not going to say it could be wrong, but I don't remember being even mentioned as a public way.
Yes.
It was.
Yes, it's my understanding the Board of Aldermen have accepted
the portion
in question as a right-of-way public way. It is now under construction. The construction is nearly complete, if not all complete, as of tomorrow. Once it is complete, I will come back to you again to report that the construction of the public way is complete, and then you as the Board of Aldermen will therefore accept the project as a public way.
I'm not objecting to it. It's just that I'm curious that I didn't recall the fact that we... All right, what's this 35 for? $35,000 for?
35, with the estimated assessed betterments for the individual homeowners was assessed at, estimated at $34,000. Since the betterment money is collected over 20 years, Public Works has no way to recoup those costs.
Have to have the money up front.
We need to have the money up front. We don't have it in Commissioner Rooney's operating budget. So Commissioner Rooney, the Comptroller of Accounts, and the Chief Administrative Officer have determined that this FEMA fund, or the leftover remains of this FEMA fund, would be the most appropriate vehicle to obtain the money.
Just one more question. We know there was one gentleman who objected to this. How did we make that with him?
It's my understanding that one gentleman who owns the parking lot adjacent to Silver Lake Ave is still, I'll use the word concerned, and there's really no physical construction possible to, I guess, mitigate his concerns. He already has an exit from his parking lot onto Adam Street, so there's no reason for him to have another exit from his parking lot onto the newly constructed Silver Lake Ave. So he's still concerned. I don't know what his future actions may be. I could only speculate that he may... I'll use the word question, his assessed value.
I have spoken with him, and I have spoken with the law department, and the advice that I provided him with was, one, to file for an abatement, which he has every right to do, and other than that, to contact his own attorney.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he has absolutely no use. He's assessed the largest amount.
That was brought up at the public hearing and at the additional meetings with the public facilities committee. That's correct.
But he didn't show up.
No.
Public hearing.
Apparently,
he wasn't here that night.
And we continued it.
And it was continued.
Well, I have no objection to this. It's just that I know you're going to hear from this guy. There's one question.
Most likely.
Cheryl and George.
What was this
FEMA reimbursement account.
This was a storm in early May, so it was a large rainstorm. Apparently they applied for some FEMA money, and they were granted some FEMA money, and they didn't use it all.
And
there's $35,000 somewhat left over.
$847,000.
That's right, yeah, left over. So rather than get the $34,000, have to come back to you again in 3 weeks for more money, the idea is to get all the money now and put it into this account. And, and if whatever's left over, we'll go back into the FEMA account.
George and then Brian.
This is for accepting a portion of the roadway, which is what we approved.
You approved a portion of the roadway, correct.
But that portion still goes by this parking lot.
That's correct.
One of the reasons you approved only a portion of the roadway is so it wouldn't go by this parking lot.
The parking lot is, if you will, parallel to the roadway.
The other side of the street. Other side was in relatively good repair.
No, the other end.
The other end
was in relatively good repair, if I may.
That was one of them.
To remind you, this is the piece that is constructed. The remaining was not constructed, reconstructed, I should say. And that's Bridge Street out here. Mm-hmm. This piece was not constructed.
And so where is his property?
His property, this whole length, the constructed portion plus the not constructed portion.
Oh, so
the whole length of the Silver Lake Ave.
Okay, and the petitions were on this side of the street.
The petitions were on this side of the street, correct.
Okay. That's correct. Okay. Second question is, I read in the letter to Mr. Rooney, that the total cost of portions of butter. So, in the end, we are not paying anything.
That's correct.
For this.
That's correct. Yeah, the abutters pay 100% of the construction cost.
Correct. Plus the interest.
It's going to take 20 years to get it.
The interest is assessed on their betterment.
Right.
Correct. Yeah. By the treasurer.
So this is just money we're borrowing, really.
Yeah, but Public Works doesn't get it back. The city gets it back.
It goes to
the general fund. That's the issue. The Commissioner Rooney does not get the money. Ooh. It's not a revolving account.
Too bad.
Yeah, it's not a revolving account.
You're spending the money. Right?
Well, that's... You
Except,
know,
no, you're not, because FEMA is, actually.
Correct.
Right?
That's sort of my question. For what purposes were we given this money, and is it legitimate to spend it on this, or might the FEMA come back on us and say that we have misallocated it and demand that we replace it?
That's a very good question. The money was given to us because of a heavy, intense rainstorm in May of 2006. As I stated previously, the Commissioner of Public Works, Comptroller of Accounts, who works at the Board of Aldermen, and the Chief Administrative Officer, three of them have agreed that this is the appropriate donor vehicle to fund this project. I don't know. I can't answer the rest of the question whether FEMA will come back to us. That may be a question for Dave Wilkinson.
Did the law department talk?
I think it's a question for FUN.
I'm not aware that the law department was involved in this decision.
Maybe they should check with them.
I'm not aware.
Could I just suggest that before this goes to finance, we should find out from the law department whether or not this has any potential?
Well, we don't know what attachments or what conditions.
Yeah, I do not
well,
have the FEMA grant.
Well, I think we should know it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I was not privy to the FEMA grant.
It would be helpful to appropriate it, and we have to find out we're not doing the right thing.
This is just a speculation, and Lou, you may know, maybe you'll shoot this down, but one way I can think of it, that this would be legitimate, is if the FEMA money was a reimbursement, the money that we expended as a result of the storm. Therefore, the money comes back and we're actually replenishing our account.
It's my understanding that that's correct.
And
we spent the money first, obviously, despite the storm.
We documented that we spent it on FEMA-related
costs.
That would be fine.
That is correct.
But I still think it would be important for us to know the answer to that question. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask a slightly different question, and I was well aware at the time that we approved this that there was some small portion that was left unpaved.
Correct.
It's paved, unpaved, and then paved.
Correct.
What would it cost to pave that small portion? How small is that small portion?
I believe it's one lot length. Maybe. These are 50 foot frontages. Let me check that.
Absolutely ridiculous. What we did. We never should have done.
These are 50-foot frontages. I'm guessing it's 50 feet.
What would it cost to do that?
But if we do that, if we pay for that, then everybody else had to pay except for this.
No. If we do it, the betterment will be imposed on the person who didn't want to do it the first time, like this guy that owns the parking lot. Everybody's going to pay.
Is there a frontage there?
We have to have another public hearing.
For that portion, you probably would.
I would understand. I would understand you would have to have another public hearing. Yes.
I'm guessing
the frontage is 50 feet because it's one lot.
But it is in front of somebody's house.
Yes, it is.
I'm just questioning how you have a public way that then you have
it
in danger to pass. I don't want to be. Does it stop being a public way and return to being a private way?
Yes. And I've been told by the law department that is not uncommon.
No, that's right. It's not.
It is very common to have a partial.
Don't you remember the time we dug up all the manholes and they found out that part of it was public and the rest was private and they lowered all the manholes rather than go ahead and resurface the whole thing up in where Mr. Pacelli lives? What's the name of that street? Pierpont? John Stewart lives there? John Stewart's house was on the street. They raised all the manholes, but they thought it was a public way. Come to find out, half of it was private, half of it was public.
Okay, as long as there's appropriate signage to let people know that they're entering a private way and that it is unpaid.
And that wasn't.
Otherwise, I'm concerned that people could basically damage vehicles and other people by the significant change in terrain as they go from a newly constructed to an unpaved.
That's a very good point. A sign would be appropriate that you're now entering.
I think you know.
We
have to put that sign in.
We made a big mistake. Never should have done.
Ben?
Thanks. I was telling George yesterday that someone down in my ward asked me how to convert their street. And there's all a process. But my question to you is, we voted this in April and the plan's coming in October. 6 months. Is that generally the time it takes, or is it shorter? Can I tell these people it's going to take less time if they get approved?
This job, because the construction project is subject to the availability of the commissioner's construction crews, this project was delayed until September. The project was constructed in the September-October time frame. So the money was expended by the commissioner in the September-October time frame. Now we're asking for it to get replenished for that money.
Okay.
So really it's subject to the commissioner's
crews. Are six months lag time?
It varies. It's case by case. We have a schedule because we are constructing public ways as well.
Exactly.
So we have a schedule. We have a schedule. We're formulating the 07 schedule now. We have numerous public ways. We have a few private ways to construct. So you could say it's about 6 months. You could say that.
Ben, I just want you to realize that if these people were to apply until we approved it, then they first have to get on the list. It would be longer.
We have streets.
We have streets
that we approved years ago that never got done.
But they were approved under a different. We changed the ordinance where it used to be on a funds available basis. Okay, and that's why there are so many that are in this queue that have never gotten done. We then said that what we would do to make this happen in a more timely way, as opposed to the city paying half and the residents paying half, the residents have to pay the full amount, but it will be done by the city forces, which means that it costs less. So they're paying 100% of a smaller amount and getting it done more rapidly.
But there's a difference. This is on a betterment that wasn't. Those people had to pay up front.
Right.
This is just a betterment issue. The other one wasn't a betterment issue.
George has to be recognized.
Well, that's correct. If the road is to becoming public way, the payment is assessed on a betterment. And it could be paid over 20 years. If the road remains a private
way, you pay up front.
You pay up front, 100% up front. We need the cash on hand first, then we can touch the road. That's the way your ordinance is written.
On a private road.
A private way that remains a private way. In this case, it did not remain a private way. It became a public way, so they were assessed a 20-year benefit.
I guess, I may have misled all the wise, but when we talked earlier today, but I understand there's there's a menu of choices,
yes.
And that menu of choices is up to the petitioner.
Correct. Correct. That's
make
correct.
That choice. That's we don't
correct.
Make
we don't correct.
But basically, I think you should tell these people to contact the public works department.
They should contact public works.
Get the information for the choices that they have and then let them decide. But in fact, this way of pay it all over a betterment is the fastest way to move forward as opposed to the previous.
Correct.
Which is still available, the previous alternative.
Yeah, but you can't move forward on a public way with a betterment on a street ready condition. Not under the new ordinance.
This is.
Yeah, no. This is an accepted public way. I'm talking, unless it's, if it's public, I beg your pardon, you can do it if it's public, but you can't do it if it's private.
If you want it to retain,
if you want to retain it, no. But I think the question you had was how do you make it a public way?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh well. Yeah.
Cheryl, motion to approve with the condition that we hear from the law department.
Well, we probably won't get it before it goes to finance. This has to go to finance. We can do something when it goes to finance if we don't get it.
Or should we hold it?
My recommendation wouldn't be to hold it. We can second call, and if we don't like what we hear, then not vote it out in the full board.
Okay, approved, subject to second call with a consultation with the law department.
Perfect. Okay. I mean, we have the right to hold it, but if getting that from the law department
that could be easy.
Would satisfy us.
And that's actually more a fiscal issue than a
right.
Facilities mm-hmm. issue. Right?
Exactly, and that's why I'd like it to be... there for finance. The motion has been made to approve. All those in favor? 7-0. Thank you. Give Alderman Gentile one more item, and then we'll go back to the public hearing. 358-06, and I want to draw this one to everybody's attention because we've been fighting for this for a long time, so I am so pleased. His Honor the Mayor requesting an appropriation in the amount of $50,000 from FY07 estimated revenue, better known as new growth, for the purpose of funding the salary and benefits for a new position in the Public Buildings Department of a Heating, Ventilation, and Air Conditioning, better known as HVAC, Controls Technology. Commissioner, you are here with us. We have been fighting for this, and there's been a turf issue as to whether it be here or in the schools or where this position would be. I don't care where it is, as long as we have it. Tell us.
Well, I think the need was for it to be over on the municipal side. For one, it's via me through the mayor and through the board, is that reporting responsibility. And I think the buck stops here. On these type of issues when it comes to public facilities and not via the school department and so on. And since we continue to keep up those buildings and so on, that would seem to be the best route to go. I don't think Mike Cronin has any problems with it whatsoever. He just wanted the position to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're very pleased that the mayor has gone on and put this position forward. We feel it'll certainly pay for itself. We hope more. I think other than saving money, I think it's that level of comfort to people in a building because I've always said you're either too hot, too cold, not a fresh air, stuffy, or whatever. And I think with the buildings that we designed, because they're cost efficient, comes the downfalls of all of these programming and glitches that can go wrong. I mean, it's like an automobile. In the old days, you had an automobile generator, stepped on a gas, it went. Now you got lights, bells, whistles, and everything else involved with it. They plug in a computer to tell you what's wrong with it. I think this individual will not only monitor those schools that we listed and buildings that we think are predicated on very complex systems, but also drop down to some more of our antiquated systems, because even in elementary schools, we still have boilers, we still provide fresh air through unit ventilators, we still exhaust air, and we would certainly want to try to get a handle on all of our HVAC issues. I want to thank, first of all, Peter Barra, who sits on my design review committee, who has just retired from DMI, a firm that he started, who is a foremost in HVAC, energy conservation, and so on. He brought in a gentleman who lives in Newton, and I found out my kid played baseball with his kid, a guy by the name of Bill Moriarty, who actually works for Trane. And then I also assigned Mr. David Tanazzini to try to pull a job description that would best fit the needs of what the city has, that not only was going to monitor the computer and what is going on, but could make those fixes that were going to be needed. In other words, we have an issue, say, at Newton South High School on a zero-degree day where you may read the computer and there's an art room. We have night stats and morning stats. It's calling for heat. We're trying to heat up a classroom by 7:40 in the morning to get kids in there, and that level doesn't read up because a number of reasons, some gas component or some switch in some rooftop unit kicked out. It really requires somebody going up to that unit who knows what they're doing to diagnose the situation. And one, it could be a reset, of which something could be reset within that unit. It could be as simple something as a mechanical screw coming loose and now allow a louver to open in such a way. And instead of the custodian finding about these issues, and we're not taking them completely out of the scene, but somebody who can address and adequately make a repair without having to call P.J. O'Connor at $90 an hour out. Now, obviously, there are going to be some times where that's going to be needed, but those are the type of things that we're looking to accomplish with this position, other than just trying to manage our energy.
And Brian, then Cheryl.
I think it kind of dovetails, by the way.
What's the proper title? There's a little discrepancy. On the separate job description, it says HVAC controls/building automation. Systems technologist. In the item, it says HVAC controls technologist.
I would prefer to the job description, because I was working with, obviously Dolores has a lot to say with this. We're grading the position. We want this individual it's almost like maybe the Xerox repair guy that comes to fix the Xerox machine. He's there. Certainly knows
the Xerox repair guy should be considered the reproduction systems technologist?
Well, maybe, but I think what you've got, somebody's got to explain this. And we certainly want somebody who can not only come to this board and talk about systems, but somebody who can deal with the principals in schools directly and talk about systems. And what's
okay, well, I just, there's like five bits of verbiage here that doesn't all necessarily, but basically the thing is, a systems technologist.
It would be a systems technologist.
Okay. Is there anybody else in the city employ who's an anything technologist? I've never seen the word technologist before in this connection.
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of. I would have to go down.
Are there other municipalities you've ever heard of that have technologists?
There may be out there. I think those people that go in and run very large buildings that you see in town, they may be technologists, systems technologists, because not only are they checking on the boiler, they're doing everything that's within this job.
Okay. Well, is somebody in IT or any of the people in IT technologists?
I wouldn't know.
It's just, is Dee Hamilton as her HR professional? She's already accepted technologist as a legitimate usage, or she's looking at it now?
Who's that?
Dolores.
She's accepted it. Okay. And I don't want to speak for her, but,
Okay.
There are some issues. This is not just a craftsman position, a glorified craftsman position that we're creating. That position reports to me, would certainly work with our facilities person, as well with David Danzini, our energy engineer. I'm sure that I will be hearing from some people.
Okay.
Cheryl, and then Ben, and then Susan.
Two things. So this person will be able to deal with the computer.
Right.
And maybe fix that if there's an issue.
Oh, definitely.
And also fix the HVAC systems or deal with
problems.
This is what we wanted for, and it's wonderful that it's here. Now, $50,000 is from estimated new growth, which is what the mayor wants to use to pay for the school, which is another issue. But it's from estimated new growth FY07. So when is that available?
I think you'd have to talk to Sandy about that.
Because is that available yet? It's estimated, so it doesn't
exist.
Well,
we're in FY07. We're 3 months into it.
So
4 months into it.
4 months.
July 1.
But I think the point is the point that you're certified. That's the one.
Is it, so it's estimated, but do we have it? I guess it's a question.
Should we see if Sandy's around? Are you?
I think he is. I just want to make sure the money's there.
But this is going to take a while till this job description is put together, mm-hmm. till it's advertised, till.
That's all right. You don't have to. I'll ask them at another time. That's very fine.
Isn't this job description complete now?
Is it?
We think it's pretty good, and I'd asked both Peter and Bill, you know, where do you find such a person? And, you know, it's a very, when you look at the title and everything, as I say, it's not somebody you're going to bring in here for $40,000 or $50,000 a year.
That was my next question. Why is this $50,000 just for this year, and we're going to have to appropriate it every year, or is it going to be in the budget?
I'm assuming it'll be put into the budget.
So then we're not just approving $50,000 from new growth. We're approving a position for the budget that we're approving the budget for the next few years.
I don't want to speak to Sandy.
But isn't that what technically we're saying here? So.
But is it enough? I mean, just to answer your question.
Yeah, and $50,000, is this a number that someone pulled out of a hat, or is this what Dolores said is what it costs?
No, the position grade is probably around $65,000 a year.
And why are you asking for 50?
Because it's less than a year.
Less than a year.
Oh, this is for the rest of this year?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, when's this guy coming on board?
As soon as I can advertise and get somebody in here.
November and December, this guy's going to be $50,000
in
2 months.
We are very much doing budget work here too, but I'm thrilled.
It's unusual to add.
It's going to
It's unusual to add a position at this point in the year. It tends to be done during the budget. However, I think the rationale for this is we were talking about it during the budget.
Last budget.
We, as a board, were pushing to make this happen.
Right.
So I think there's a. Okay. I think the issue is an assumption that we would support it because we've been asking for it since last April.
Right. But yeah. Okay.
But generally, we don't create
positions at this point. And we don't do ad positions or reorganizations or anything.
Right. Exactly.
But I can.
Trust me, when I heard it, I didn't say a word.
Yeah.
I said, great.
Well, I consider this last year's budget, and it's just late, so that's how I'm thinking. And if the money is available,
well, he'll be down.
Yeah, start looking.
Ben, tell us, and then you're
five and me.
My question was about the money. You know,
okay.
Go higher and higher, but that's a budget issue, right?
So. Right. But this, I think this position will save us money in the long run.
Only the Board of Aldermen can add this.
Well, I mean, I think $90 an hour what we're spending now.
You'll see in the budget
book. We'll send about $750,000 a year in HVAC work.
For the system that was, don't even talk to me.
Well, I mean, I'd have to do a breakout.
The stone would sell, get frozen.
It would be good. When this guy is right. on board, it would be good to document.
Definitely.
Like, look what he, just a little log. This is what when he did. This is what it would have cost. Because at the end of the year, actually, not even at the end of the year, at budget time.
Sure, it would.
When you'll get a problem, people say, "Why did you approve this before?" That'd be really good to see.
I asked the same thing of David. You know, what are you bringing to the table? You know, I think the year that he got his $5.5 million in grants to put the solar collectors on.
There you go.
He paid for. You know, I mean, we want more than that, but.
Right.
Those are the type of things I'm looking at in individuals that are either getting money, saving money, or doing something. You know.
I can't see those solar panels going on the roof for the amount of electricity you're going to generate.
Oh, we're not back to Oak Hill, are we?
He mentioned it. He just mentioned it. No, I'm not going to. I'm just saying, to me, it just doesn't make sense.
So should we?
Okay.
To put on a couple of toasters. It just doesn't make sense.
Okay, Ben?
Just a quick question. Who does this person report to?
Me.
Just directly?
It will be in public buildings.
He reports to you guys, too.
And
that's one thing we're really trying to take this individual out of a lot of, I don't want to say bureaucratic, but we wanted somebody who's going to hit the ground running. I mean, I see this as an H-grade position.
Good, you never get a raise.
Excuse me?
Well, that's... when we looked at the steps of when you could hire somebody...
4 years, nobody's got the raise.
Getting somebody in the door and, you know... I would hope that 4 years down the line they'll say, why is my grant...
Don't tell them that, whatever you do.
By that time, you'll have close to 3 weeks.
George?
I think a variant of my question has already been asked, but basically, are we sure that we can find a person who is an expert in both these areas, general HVAC and building automation? Since my experience with dealing with these kind of things is they don't seem to talk. Those two technologies don't necessarily always talk to each other.
You know how these are generally.
You're right, because we had that discussion. And it's going to take some doing. I said, where do you look for somebody like this? And a lot of them says, you do these postings at the job counter, these HVAC places. And what you're either going to get is somebody who was on the very technical side, who's educated themselves up into the computer side, or vice versa. Computer side user just said, I'm sick of waiting for the guy coming in with the wrench.
I want to have
the wrench. And I think they're, in other words, my boiler guys, I still have two boiler guys. They're still going to ring around. They're going to be going fixing boilers. This guy shouldn't be touching a boiler. The controls of that boiler and the brains to how that boiler is coming and going off, I want. But I have plenty of other places to use my two burner guys. And theoretically, I would think a large majority of this individual's time is going to be spent at these four different places, probably.
Do you have a network of every municipality has a bunch of buildings, old, new, some different, some with most sophisticated technology. Is there a network of people who are in similar roles to you, where you can find out if they have successfully had people like this on board, or are we in the vanguard?
You know where they get people to do this work? In my experience, and on the jobs that I've worked for in town, the buildings that I've worked on, the guys that actually installed the materials, installed the wiring, installed the computers, as the building's going up, is usually the guy hired to run it.
Yeah, because they're the only ones who know.
The only ones who know what the hell's going on.
Let me just shift, because Sandy is here, and right. This money is available.
It is available. It's not just estimated, it exists.
Well, it's like any, it's part of what we think we're going to bring in property taxes, totally. And it's like all our revenue estimates for our property taxes are all an estimate of what's coming in over the 12 months. In other words, we haven't collected all of it yet, but we know the value of what we can tax, and that's it's going to come in. And we know what our levy limit is, and we're still under the levy limit.
So the second payment is due in a couple of weeks.
Have we collected that
much? Those are estimated bills, and then we set final. Once you set the tax rate November 15th, which is why it's important the board vote on this before the tax rate gets set, then we can capture it. If an item like this were voted after November 15th, then the money would not be available to us.
Okay. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Realistically.
It's just like saying...
So it will exist if we set the tax rate, then it will... it will exist, but we won't have it yet.
The assessors have already told me what their new growth number is.
Oh. Hey.
And I know that it's big enough to cover this.
But the budget doesn't include it as yet, so you'll make a minor adjustment to what we set the final tax rate.
Well, that's right. Well, the adjustment to the budget is what we're asking you to vote, and then when you set the tax rate, we plug those numbers in so that everything stays in balance.
And you annualize it next year.
Well, for the current year, it's for FY07.
But FY08, you will annualize it at a slightly higher figure to account for the rest of the year.
Oh,
the salary will be probably more than $50,000.
That's absolutely right. That's right. We would just expense size, just what we need for the remainder.
Can we ask him on the other side?
I did, and it is reimbursement, and it was Dave Wilkinson who suggested it.
Okay.
So we're all
good.
Set.
I can go back.
Okay, thank you. I will move approval.
Ben, did you have a question?
Just quickly, one concern I see here, maybe a problem in the future I see, is it's going to be a warm ramp up on this guy. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like Sal and George talking about, they might not have all the tools. So I'm hoping you're willing to work with this board and this committee so that we can sort of modulate what is best for the city in terms of this position. Because I don't want to get into I don't want us to be like, you know, against you if it's your guy, you know what I'm saying? And you have to justify the work. And you see what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be a tough thing to do. I imagine. I just see that.
I want to work with you all.
Does other people see that? Or is this?
No.
You've all been very good to me. Give me $77,000 back.
I feel like it's going to be...
Thanks, George.
New person's going to come in and they're going to...
There's George.
Well, I mean...
Motion to approve. Ben, I understand what you're saying, but I don't think it's an issue. I mean, this is going to evolve as time goes on, and that's why we want Nick supervising this person. And, you know, we're theoretically setting the job description, but in part that may get changed as we see how the person gets used, but this person will need to be supervised, et cetera. But I hear your concern. I don't think it's a problem, but I certainly appreciate it. Jordan?
I don't know what the lawsuit was about. So
we've got a motion
about finding through networks similar good experiences in other cities and towns when standing wants to be
I check because I get calls from other cities and town counterparts who usually has to do about what they're making, what they're going in for, their budgets, when they've got a guy, you know, they're trying to find out what position they should be in. Now we get off into these discussions about heating and ventilation. But it all depends on the city or the community that has these type of systems and you would have that type of individual. I think we're probably on the leading edge where a lot of cities and towns shop this out. You know, we have, since I've been here, it's always been an on-call service. And I would think that in most cities and towns that's the case. Although you may have somebody like a Dick Corbett who probably knows a lot. Probably educated a lot that can handle those type of things. I think what we're looking for is somebody, kind of a new breed individual. But not unlike the person that would come in, like Honeywell, train Johnson Controls, that you see when you go into the parking lot of some big building and you see a name on a door. Because that's what they're doing. I mean, they're doing the computer, they're doing the fixes, within that building alone, because, I mean, they're high-rise, very important, expensive buildings. They build them. There's tenants paying $25 a square foot. If it's too hot or too cold, those people are going to be moving out. They want, and they want responses. So you can't run a cold business. You can't run business in the cold. So
I'm going back to do the sub this winter.
I'm
going
to give them a muffler.
I know exactly where
you
stand.
Same point.
I know.
Okay, there is a motion before us to approve. Those in favor? 7-0. Thank you. I know the next item is yours, but I really want to go back to the first item because the Galtons are here,
okay,
and we
fine.
Delayed it, so sure. We'll be back to you hopefully very shortly.
Yes.
We've waited significantly.
I'm over here.
No. What?
The guy's presenting it. Where is he?
Lewis.
Here. Oh, Lewis usually does it. The other guy taking his place tonight? Yeah. Oh.
Okay. 352-06, Keyspan Energy Delivery, petitioning for grant of location to install approximately 17 feet of 4-inch gas main in Woodland Road, Auburndale, from the existing 8-inch gas main in Woodland Road
at Studio Road, southerly to Beatty Studio Road, which is a private way. And what can, first of all, could we know your name for our records?
Yes, I'm Harold Cooper, and I'm the Keith Band representative.
Thank you, Mr. Cooper. Welcome to
Newton. Tonight.
Welcome to Newton. What can you tell us about this project?
Okay, to do this project, it'll approximately take about a week and a half. What we want to do is run the gas main down to 80 Studio Road. They're doing renovations, and they need heat and hot water in the building.
Has this work started?
Excuse me?
Has the work started?
No, we didn't start yet.
What hasn't started?
Yeah, what are you saying? Is it the construction work has started or the gas
work? Gas.
What are you asking?
Is it the gas? Okay, I will check with the Galtons in a moment, okay, when I open the public hearing. Okay, are there questions?
Yeah, I got a question.
Go ahead.
I see an existing 4-inch gas main on the street already. Why aren't you tying into that one?
Because they need a certain amount of gas to feed this building. And they're going to run a separate line down the street to feed it.
What is the line doing going down the street now? It's a 4-inch line.
That's feeding the current homes on that street there.
Is this for the new dorm that they're building?
Wait. The public hearing.
Just wait a second.
Go ahead. Well, there's an existing 4-inch main there now.
Yeah.
And there's a proposed 4-inch main. Why not take it off the one that's there now? Go ahead, Lou.
It's my understanding that the existing 4-inch gas main is a low-pressure gas main that feeds individual residences. The proposed 4-inch gas main is designated as IP, which to me means intermediate pressure. It's a higher pressure pipe.
Okay. Are they abandoning the existing main?
Not my own.
So there's going to be two mains going down the same street?
Right.
Well, it's different pressure.
Yeah.
Why can't they take them all off the new one then and abandon the old one?
We have similar situation in the water mains. We have low pressure water mains and high pressure water mains running down the same street. They're the main streets, but they're very nice.
I know that they put additional pipe on streets when we reconstruct the gas company, but they abandoned the existing one. I don't care. You can put 6 pipes down the street. It's just to me, it doesn't make sense to open the street when you got a pipeline already there. But I'm sure you know why you're doing it.
Yeah, it's two different pressures, as he was saying.
That's the only reason, pressure.
Right.
You don't have enough pressure in that pipe now that's already feeding the houses on that street.
Well, the low-pressure main is feeding existing homes. And the side piece is going straight to the new building.
So you need more pressure in that
line?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So if you just took the other pressure, it just wouldn't work.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
George?
If that is the case, it may be a mistake in the plan, but it looks to me like the IP gas main is running off an existing LP gas main. How do you do that?
No, it's... See the proposed is going up right next to the water main.
I see that.
I have it in color.
So
that
we
might
all have it. So do I.
You all have it?
Not all.
I don't have it.
Susan and Ben don't.
That may...
Must be seniority.
What's the deal here?
Can you give me enough?
But the red, for those who don't have it in color, the red proposed for LP gas main comes off a black existing 8-inch LP gas main in the... in Woodland Road.
That's right.
As does the 4-inch LP gas main. It comes with a different existing 8-inch LP gas main.
Right.
How do you get a higher pressure gas main off a lower pressure gas main?
Well, it's two different mains in that street in Woodland Road.
Yeah.
It's two different pressures there.
That's not what it says on this plan.
Yeah, but George, what you're looking at is an 8-inch pipe.
Right.
That's where they're taking the new one off of, the 8-inch. The other one comes off... Oh, they're both LPs. I'm sorry, they're both LPs.
And they're both LPs.
And they're both LPs.
Yeah. All pressure.
Well,
okay, according to this.
Do you know the answer, Lou?
I did not.
See, that should be existing 8-inch IP.
What, should, the one that exists?
I believe it is.
The main in the street now?
Yes, that they're attaching to.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's important for people, particularly the people here at the public hearing, to know that there is if there is an existing higher pressure gas main already in Woodland or not.
So what you're saying is that the existing 4-inch LP goes to...
the low pressure.
Which is the lower black outline one.
Right.
Whereas the new one is going to...
which is also an LP.
It's IP.
That it should be an IP.
Which is, I believe,
one of the blue lines.
Okay.
Right, right next to the water.
All right, that's all we're trying to find out. In other words, they got two mains going down that street, too.
Right.
Okay. At this point in time, I would like to open the public hearing. Folks, do you have any questions for us? Do you have to identify yourself by name and address?
I own a building right here. I live in 244 Woodland Road, which is an outside. And getting this out, I answer some of your questions. Because if you're going to take it off the Woodland pipe, which is the higher pressure, which one am I on now? Will you interfere with me at all? If I'm on the low, I won't know what's happening.
Right, you're on the low pressure. They're not going to touch your service at all.
So which one am I on?
You're on the low pressure.
You sure? Okay, so I don't even know. My heat will never go off.
Right.
It's a non-problem.
You shouldn't be touched at all.
You can't be on the low pressure.
Yeah. Why?
Because the high pressure is the one closest to it. 244?
Yeah, right up
there.
Okay, and then the middle pipe is supposed to be the high pressure, which said it's mislabeled. He should be on the high pressure one now. They're not going to cross a high pressure line and go to a low pressure to feed that house. Go ahead, Lou.
My understanding that they did, that they would cross the high pressure zone
to feed the house. Why put the high pressure in the first place?
The high pressure feeds structures other than residential.
Okay. Okay, I quit. I give up.
I'm not a gas pipe expert. You know what happened?
So let me understand again. While this week and a half effort is going on, through it all, I will be still getting gas and getting heat.
Oh, yeah. You shouldn't have any interruption at all.
You shouldn't have. I won't have.
You shouldn't have any at all.
I don't want to get involved in semantics.
Well, you won't. You won't have.
I won't.
So why don't Mr. Cooper and Lou both give this gentleman their cards? In case he did.
A lot of people have been getting phone calls that the gas is cut off.
We have a form.
You never get gas cut off.
Anyway, if you have any problems, this lab and milk.
This is
Grace.
Yeah, I have one concern.
This is Grace Galton, also lives at 244.
Yes, she
I understand, you know, but of course that's what happened. But I'm wondering why today and yesterday, I think starting yesterday or the day before.
When I started in the afternoon.
They've been doing some kind of preparation.
The pipe is already off to the moon.
And my question is, how can something happen when you have an even clue?
It shouldn't. That's why I asked the question.
They haven't opened the street yet, have they?
No, but the Woodland, the Studio Road is up there, and they've been sawing before 7:30 in the morning.
Sawing?
They saw through the hardtop.
It's a private way. We have no control over what they do.
It's a private way.
And they do this before 7:30 in the morning? Is that your
Lou?
The city ordinance allows construction to begin at
7:00.
Oh, does it? I give up.
But not in the public way.
Not in the public. Yeah, 7:00.
Not in the public way. Then you approved it.
Until we approved it.
No, right. But they're on Studio Road, which is
a private
road.
Okay. Does that answer your questions?
Yes.
Okay. At this point,
is you will probably be out there at 7:00 in the morning. That's legal, proper. And second, another question. As far as gas is concerned, it's transparent to me. I won't even know about it.
Right.
Okay. My second question. Since there's going to be a hole in the road there, I understand a policeman will be on duty to guide everything around there.
Yes.
And I spoke to the young lady. She says, when you're finished, you're going to make, return the road to its original
to restore the road to the original condition.
But you want to say it's a wooden road right now, up and down. It's not fine condition. And it just so happens the stretch in front of my house is in very good condition.
They're not going to touch that side of the street.
I'm not going to satisfy the city. No. You turn it to a very good condition.
No, they have to. That's part of the street opening permit.
Yes.
Okay. At this point in time, I'd like to close the public hearing. Are there more questions, Sal?
I'll move it.
Just a question.
Go ahead.
Mr. Cooper, did you see the recommendations of our Public Works Department, and can you live with them all?
They're on the...
They want to issue a permit.
Never mind.
Yeah, they have to agree to that in order to get the street opening permit.
Okay.
Mr. Cooper, I would like to ask that we receive one copy. I don't need multiple of a corrected plan, so that we know what is low pressure and what is intermediate pressure.
No, I have
one comment.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Recommendation number 2 in our recommendations calls for excavatable flowable fill within the right-of-way of Woodland Road to be used as backfill around the gas main. It's my understanding that Keystone Gas does not allow excavatable flowable fill around their gas mains. They feel that it causes corrosion of the pipe. So we may have to waive that condition and follow it with condition number 3, which is a backfill by 95% compaction. It's a very strict backfill technique without the use of excavatable flow.
So who put the condition in?
It was Jerry O'Shea, but I did not review this. You can see Commissioner Rooney reviewed it. I think they missed it. But it's my understanding that...
Because normally we use flowable fill on the street.
We use flowable fill on the street for everything except for gas.
Just a concrete street?
No, this is asphalt.
It says bituminous concrete.
Bituminous concrete is asphalt.
Oh, it's asphalt. That's right. How do I think it off?
But the flowable fill corrodes gas pipes. So it's my understanding that Keystone cannot accept flowable fill.
And why do we use it? Why do we use it on our streets if it corrodes pipes?
It corrodes gas pipes. It does not corrode water pipes or sewer pipes or drain.
Don't you use PVC pipe?
No.
No, it's not. Use it for gas.
Lou, will you make certain that that is corrected in your office so when they come for the street opening permit, that will be corrected? Mr. Cooper, you will get just one copy. I guess it could be faxed over to the clerk's office so that these pipes are correctly labeled so we have it for our records. Okay, so it can't be faxed, so you'll have to get one of those.
Thank you, sorry.
Gene, go ahead.
I just won't have any color to it.
Clarifying what is going on.
It's my pleasure.
The weather's nice, so if I didn't have something.
If you don't have heat, we want to know about it.
Oh, yes, right away we want to know.
Absolutely. You know my number. Just call me if you want.
Right away.
Call the Magenta.
You won't have a problem. They know better, believe me.
Okay.
But it didn't show that way on the map.
I appreciate it. That's why it's good that you've come.
Yes. Mr. Cooper said that I think we ought to advise the fact that even though if we approve this tonight, it has to be approved by the full board, and that won't be until after November 6th.
It's not going to happen right away.
It has to go to the full board.
This committee doesn't approve it. They only recommend it.
Okay.
So it will happen for Thanksgiving.
There you go.
Yeah.
Better buy a cooked turkey.
And the one thing,
kidding.
My driveway is a little bit offset, so I think I'll always be able to get out of my driveway.
They'll
be there to help you out
to drive. They're only going to open a small hole on Woodland, just to hook into that pipe. That's all. It won't be the whole length of Woodland.
Well, we'll see. They said they want 17 feet across.
Across?
Yeah.
That's all it was.
From the existing, from the south, whatever you call it.
Intermediate.
Yeah.
Well, now I have to make it.
Is there a motion to approve?
I made it.
Sorry,
got lost in this. All those in favor? That's 6-0. We'll see if Alderman Lappin wants to be included when she returns. Thanks, Lou, and thank you, Mr.
Thanks, Lou. See you later.
Thank you. The last item before us this evening is Sean and I thought we deserved a shorter one tonight.
Yeah, so did I.
358-06(2) is honor the mayor requesting an appropriation in the amount of $77,500 from FY07 estimated revenue for public buildings department energy accounts to cover increases in fuel oil prices.
I think this is cut and dry.
I would agree.
I'll move it.
Any questions? Go ahead.
The price of oil is down below $58 a barrel.
These are pretty private bills, though.
So we may well need this, but the price of oil is thankfully going down.
Thank you.
But, however, that's affecting gas more than it is heating oil, because my house is heated by heating oil, and my most recent delivery was down a little bit, but not that much.
Yeah, well, this is pretty
much.
Recent.
Yeah.
I think I'm paying $239 now.
Ooh, I was paying $254, I think. So.
$254. You can, are you locked in?
That's enough. We don't need this in public, right?
Anyway.
Any other? George, did you have a question?
Yes, I have a comment, actually. And I made this comment on the HVAC item, but since it's something you all wanted, I didn't. I noticed that the stamp-in date for this letter requesting this, requesting both items, is October 13th. Is that when it was docketed?
That was Tuesday.
Is this a late file?
No.
Stamp-in Friday.
Is it the backup letter? I didn't get the job description portion of the previous docket item until Friday. But the letter should be.
The letter is the last thing attached to the agenda.
The original item, it was amended. They changed the amounts.
There was a docket
sheet from an earlier date, is exactly what happened, and I don't have the letter with me.
You got one with different numbers, is that just?
Yeah.
Tony, you could pick that up, Judge. That was good. I like that one.
It was in our Sandy documented it Tuesday evening.
I agree with that one. That's good.
And I don't have the original because it's going to finance and
I agree
Christine
with that,
has all the original.
Anything else that anybody wants to ask? A motion to approve? Oh, okay. So she's making it. All those in favor? 6-0. Alderman Lappin not voting.
Question, madam.
Thank you very much.
This other thing was given out today, this bicycle plan.
Thank you. Yeah?
Just now, what's the status of it? Because as I look at the parts of it that I know fairly well, I don't think it's a pretty good plan.
Wait, are we not discussing that tonight, are we?
No, I just want to know.
Later.
The commission will be in at the next meeting, and he is willing to address that if you have any questions on it. Not particularly on that, but he'll address any questions at that meeting.
What's coming in on?
Yeah. Of the striping? Of the striping of the...
I think this is amazingly wrong.
Well, ask him.
Susan. So when we NAN the issue of the crosswalks... So, maybe I didn't understand what we did and why. We had a conversation, an email conversation with David Kosis, is that how you say his name?
Kosis.
From the planning department. About trying to put in a raised crosswalk on Cabot because of some kid got hit by a car there. And he said that it definitely requires an ordinance. So, he says it requires an ordinance. I said, could you please clarify, is this a need or not need? He says it needs an ordinance.
It's because he went to PS&T when they had the discussion about creating an ordinance for raised crosswalks.
We have since heard from the law department that we don't need an ordinance for it.
So I should ask him to go talk to the law department about that.
Okay, motion? motion to adjourn, seeing that most of us have already left?
Yes.
Well, you can set up.
No, it's staying.